USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is slamming the Supreme Court's decision on the new abortion law in Texas. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court declined to block the measure from being implemented. Biden releasing a statement calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on a woman's constitutional rights under Roe v. Wade, close quote. As far as how this aligns with the president's Catholic faith, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
he believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions, and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing.
Walmart is raising hourly pay by $1 for more than a half million workers before the holidays. The retailer's U.S. average hourly wage is now at $16.40. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden delivered remarks on Thursday regarding his administration's response to Hurricane Ida. The president also saying he will be visiting Louisiana on Friday to survey the damage in the state. Biden adding it will be an all-hands-on-deck approach regarding technology when it comes to assessing damage across heavily impacted areas.
I've asked the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Energy to immediately make available any satellite imagery they can help provide in assessing the extent of the damage. Drones and satellites can make the work faster by getting to the places that are most desperately in need.
The White House is warning about malicious cyber activity ahead of the Labor Day weekend. Annie Neuberger saying hackers often look for opportunities to strike when fewer people are working in government and business offices, hospitals, universities, and school systems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
New Yorkers continuing to clean up after a storm ripped through the area.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida flooded mid-Atlantic states overnight. Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul tells CNN this isn't their first rodeo.
You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events from Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in this state. And so we have the assets. We deployed them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know we're also contacting people proactively.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A group of Senate Republicans is pressing the White House for information about who remains in Afghanistan after the U.S. withdrawal. Politico obtaining a letter from 26 Republicans that expresses concern about the safety and well-being of American citizens and allies who were left behind in Afghanistan. The group also cites reports that ineligible individuals, including Afghans with ties to terrorist organizations or serious violent criminals, were evacuated alongside innocent refugee families. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.